It is Most Sane and Sunly, written by Black Cat and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars pick, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Depa Bilaba / Luminara Unduli, as well as mentioned Jango Fett / Mace Windu. This is an alternate universe, everyone lives / nobody dies fic, tagged for fluff, humor, romance, and hair braiding. Bored of the sunsets already? Luminara asks, amused, and settles on the edge of the wide stone railing. She's not quite able to pull her eyes from the violet and amber glow of the sky, where it's sunk into the glossy black of Depa's hair, the deep gold and red of the traditional shellacton drape cloth she's wearing. And when she reaches out to smooth her hand over the short blouse, the edge where the skin shows above the neckline, Depa hums. "I was kept up all night," she says, just a little wicked, and cracks an eye open to cast Luminara a sly smile from where she's sprawled over the railing of the balcony. She looks almost ready to go out, to meet Mace and Jango the way they promised, except that her hair is a dark spill down her back, loose and lovely. Luminara hardly objects to the sight of it, but Depa keeps Chilactin traditions, and she doesn't go out in public without her hair braided. "Yes," Luminara says, smiling. "The neighbors were very loud." Depa laughs, turning her face into her arms, and she's beautiful. So beautiful that Luminara is almost afraid to touch, as if she'd be laying hands on a holy thing. Myrielans aren't a superstitious people, but they find their gods in common things, in beauty and strength, and Depa is the touch of something divine. "I checked," she says, all mischief. "It wasn't Mace making all that noise." Luminara doesn't quite grimace, but it's close. "You are the only one who wanted to know," she says, but Depa knows her all too well and just chuckles. "You wanted to know that it wasn't," she retorts, and Luminara can't deny that. She has to see Mace on the council, and she doesn't have the immunity to him that Depa's years as his Padawan have given her. Having to meet his eyes after hearing the pair in the room beside them be very athletic all night would be horrifying. "I did," she says, and reaches out, strokes her fingers down the straight fall of Depa's hair. Different than her own curls and lovely, Luminara is unspeakably grateful that Depa lets her see it loose, though the braids are beautiful too. "Does this mean," she asks softly, "that we don't plan to meet Mace and Fett for dinner?" Depa hums, her face still buried in her arms. "Caleb and Boba are fine," she says instead of answering. "I calmed the temple and it's still standing." "Barriss is more than capable of watching them," Luminara reminds her, raising a brow. Her newly knighted Padawan is one of the most responsible in the Order, and a brilliant medic, so she can more than handle whatever inevitable scrapes Caleb and Boba get into. Mace wouldn't have left his Padawan with anyone he doubted, and neither would Depa. With a sound of amusement, Depa tips her head, drops a hand. Her fingers stroke up Luminara's thigh, a languid touch that's more appreciation and affection than any sort of attempted seduction. "She is," she agrees. "I worry less about Caleb and Boba than I do Mace and Jango, frankly." Luminara eyes the slant of her smile and snorts. "They are far more prone to bar fights," she says, perfectly dry, and Depa laughs. She shifts up, slides closer, and this time when she collapses, it's right in Luminara's lap. The warm weight of her steals Luminara's breath, and she buries her fingers in Depa's hair, twists the fingers of her other hand into the red and gold silk. The long, draping end of the wrap trails over Depa's shoulder, slides liquid and warm through Luminara's fingers, and she wants to slip her fingers underneath it, touch warmer skin, but if she starts that, they'll never make it to dinner. "Tired?" Luminara asks gently, and Deppa sighs. Content, she corrects, giving Luminara a soft smile, and Luminara feels a flicker of deep-seated warmth that echoes and repeats between them, like the lap of waves against a shore. Peace, she thinks, and leans down, kissing Deppa's forehead, lingering. Deppa's hands find her hips, and she simply leans into it, breathing. Luminara loves her like light, and she'll never stop. Let me braid your hair, she murmurs, stroking the dark strands. We might manage to find Mace and Django before they start a brawl. Deppa chuckles, fingers petting heavy cloth lightly. Just lightly enough that it's a tease, Luminara thinks. Django starts brawls, she corrects. Mace finishes them. Luminara finds that she has very little attention to spare for Mace and Django right now, with Deppa looking at her like that. Regardless, she says. Tipping her head just a little, Deppa presses a kiss to the hand Luminara has on her shoulder. I have a lot of hair, she says, thoughtful, though that smile is something wicked. It might take a while. Well, Luminara says, precise. Of course it will. I wouldn't want to be sloppy about such an important thing. Deppa slides a hand up, tangles her fingers with Luminara's. We might only make it to their second fight. Luminara slides her fingers into thick, dark hair, ostensibly untangling it, but just touching, really. She always wants to touch. Maybe, she says judiciously. They're fourth. The curve of Deppa's lips is all she can think about. Holy, she thinks. Holy, holy, holy. A vision in red and gold and light, and all Luminara wants is to be able to look at her for the rest of her days. Even if things fall apart, even if the galaxy shifts around them, Luminara thinks a part of her will always be caught by this moment, by the amber sun and Deppa's dark eyes, the red of her mouth and the press of her fingertips, but she feels that way about every moment with Deppa, and it's always been true. They make it to the tail end of the second fight, but mostly because the fight has clearly taken several hours, rather than because of any sort of speed on their part. Luminara can't bring herself to regret it at all. The end.